The first step in getting closer to God is to realize that you need to or that you want to. And the second step in getting closer to God is to realize that it's possible. I want to encourage you to check out my book, Getting Closer to God, Anthologies from the Forefront Trilogy, Book 2. I think this will really be helpful to you in your pursuit of the Lord and help you understand what I learned over the first 30 plus years of my life as a believer, as a minister, and as a missionary in a lot of the countries of the earth. Check it out. Anthologies from the Forefront, Book 2, Getting Closer to God. It's on Amazon.
Take your leadership to the next level. It's time for the Engaging Missions Leadership Moment with Scott McClelland of FX Missions.
Hi, it's Scott McClelland with your Leadership Moment. Thanks for listening. Start out with a quote here from a famous believer from many centuries ago. Let all things be loved for the sake of Jesus, but Jesus for his own sake. Those are the words of Thomas A. Kempis that have continued to ring true down through the many centuries since he lived. Why is that? For one, these words help protect our hearts from idolatry, from spending our love and the focus of our lives in ways that devalue us and the object of our love. There's a lot of pursuits in life, many of them valid, many things that we can offer in service and in meaningful contribution. At the same time, if any of the things in our life began to compete for first place, their real value and their intended value begins to be compromised. God the Father gave us Jesus as Redeemer, Savior, Friend, and also as the focal point of life itself. To make anything or anyone else the focal point of our lives devalues us, them, and our life. This understanding can help us comprehend why in life so much depravity and needless loss is all around us. Of course, there's nothing new about vanity, but in our times it is rising higher and higher. We should be aware that vanity intends to pull us away and ensnare us. Now, we all have needs. God made us that way. We shouldn't be surprised by it. But in the midst of our needs, we need to realize that the needs themselves and our appetites can drive us to self-destruction. However, if we turn to and reflect on Jesus as the principal need, we'll realize that that is the truth, and in that turning, in our continual turning, we'll be changed and our appetites will be transformed, no matter how far they've fallen. I want to encourage you, don't let things, people, or opportunities put a false claim on your heart to vie for first place from the Lord. Love all things for Jesus' sake, but Jesus for his own sake. Scott McClelland with your Leadership Moment. Find us at FX Missions. Have a good one.
This has been the Engaging Missions Leadership Moment with Scott McClelland of FX Missions. If you have a leadership question, please send it to feedback@engagingmissions.com and visit fxmissions.com to connect with Scott and discover how you could be involved in short-term missions.